Chapter 4 Part 1 The Pervain case was at a standstill, though the media did its best to keep it moving. Diplomatic circles did not get much of a run in state capitals. They're as peripheral as a species that not even conservationists could care about. No editor could tell you the number of embassies in Canberra, nor the names of 95% of the ambassadors. But this case was a juicy fruit, and they were determined to squeeze every drop from it. Even the talkback hosts were inviting their listeners to voice an opinion, and the experts way out there at the end of the airwaves were not backward in coming forward. The only opinion makers withholding their pens were the cartoonists. The case was not yet a joke, nor fit for jokes. Chief Superintendent Random was not joking as he addressed the morning conference in the incident room at Surrey Hills.
We've got to get our finger out. The Prime Minister has been onto the Premier. He's been onto the Police Minister. He's been onto the Commissioner. He's been onto the Assistant Commissioner, Hassid. And he's...
He gave his thin grin.
I'm at the end of the line and I'm black and blue. What's your score, Scobie?
Nil all, sir.
You mean bugger all?
There was a murmur of laughter, though no one felt in good humour. The display board hung on one wall like an art exhibition that no one appreciated. The two homicides were part of the one exhibition, but everyone knew that Random was not talking about the Jones murder.
I guess so, said Malone. Agent Himes says he has something.
Joe Himes, seated beside Malone, said,
I've heard back from our guys in Portland, sir, Oregon. It doesn't tell us much, just adds to the mystery. I'll talk it over with Inspector Malone and you'll have the report in an hour, after I made a couple of calls to Canberra.
Are they still wanting to get in on the act?
I think the ambassador has got a rein on him, sir. I'll be talking direct to him.
Is he going back to the States?
Tonight. Mrs. Pervain's body is being released this morning, and he'll be on a chartered flight tonight with it.
When the meeting broke up, Malone and Himes moved into a side room. Malone had noticed that the...